Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Did you take the Word of God and use it like a seed? It says in Proverbs chapter 4 that God's Word is health unto all of your flesh and life to them that find it. And yet a lot of people, well, I prayed and I asked God, did you take the Word that produces health and sow it in your life like a seed? Are you cooperating with the spiritual laws? This morning I talked about honoring your parents causes long life. A joyful heart, merry heart does good like a medicine. Most people ignore those things and they just are living in strife. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 16, that where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. If you put that together with 1 Corinthians 14, I forget the exact verse, but it says God isn't the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all of the churches of the Lord. So if God isn't the author of confusion, guess who is? The devil. So you put that back with James 3:16, where envy and strife is, there is confusion. Or you could say there is the devil and every evil work. And people don't connect the dots. And they're living in anger. You get mad at the person that cuts you off in traffic and wave at him with one finger and wonder, why can't I get healed? You know what? You are releasing the devil. Every time you get angry, every time you curse the politician that you don't like and speak bad about people, every time you gripe and talk about people behind their back, every time you get in a fight at home, you are releasing the force of the devil. Quiet in this Presbyterian church. Many of you grew up with strife. You grew up, you know, you had a double standard. Out in public, you do one thing, but when you get home, man, you let your hair down and anything goes at home. And you wonder why you're having problems at home. You ought to treat people better in your own family than you treat a stranger out in public. You know, my brother, he lives over here in Austin. I went over and saw him on Tuesday. And when he first got married, it was just a few months after they were married, he came home from work and his wife had the crystal and the sterling silver out and the china and the table set. And he says, "What's this for?" And she says, "We got company coming over." And he says, "Well, why did you put this?" And I says, "Well, we put out our best for company." You know what my brother did? He got all that and put it up. And he says, "From now on, we will use the china and the crystal and the sterling silver for our family. And we'll put the other stuff out for the other." Says, "We're going to treat our family better than we treat anybody else." That's a good deal. I like that. But most of us just have this that you got to put on the dog. You got to show off when other people come around. And you know what? We say things to your mate that you would never say to me. I've been in people's homes before and stayed with them, and I've heard them yell at their child and say, "Get up there and clean up your room, you sorry thing. Make your bed." And they just speak down to them. And then after everybody's off gone to school, they'll say, "Why am I having trouble with my kids?" And I've told them before, I said, "Talk to me the way you talk to your son and see how our relationship goes." Now, that's not to say you don't ever make them do what they need to do. But you know what? We just have this double standard where we allow strife. Many of you grew up with it and you don't understand there are spiritual laws. And if you get into strife, envy and strife, there is the devil and every evil work. Not some of them, everyone. Cancer, sickness, poverty, divorce, strife, anything you want. You just turn the devil loose through your temper and through your selfishness.
Come on now.
Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. There are spiritual laws. And most people see in the natural, you understand that you got to plant at a certain time. It takes time. You got to water it. And we understand, but in the spirit, we think, well, if God's God, God could just do anything. God is the one that created natural and spiritual laws, and he doesn't violate them easily. He saw all of them and said, it's good. And he doesn't want to give you a miracle. He would rather you start cooperating. Take care of yourself in the natural and in the spiritual. Walk in love. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things would come upon you. Amen. He gave us guidelines, and the problem is we just aren't following them. What I want to talk about tonight, I contrasted a blessing and miracle, and I want to talk about what is a blessing tonight and help you to understand what a blessing is and how to receive it and how to activate it. And let me first of all make this point. This is really important that you get this. A blessing is not a thing. We will often look at our house and say, that's a blessing. Or this car and say, that's a blessing. Those aren't blessings. Those are the byproducts of a blessing. And the reason it's important for you to realize this is because physical things come and go. You can't control everything out here. You are going to have times where something happens. Like I remember when Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker went on trial and got exposed for their sins. Did you know that media ministries, my ministry, took a 40 to 60% decrease in income when they did what they did? Because people just all of a sudden, fear hit them like, uh-oh, all media ministries are crooks. And they began to start cutting their giving down. And I took a hit. Over 50% of our income left because I didn't do a blooming thing. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything. The same thing happens every time there's a hurricane. Did you know when Hurricane Katrina hit, did you know that our income from this area went way down? Because people are occupied. They aren't watching the Christian program anymore. They're watching the news to see what's going on. And then they find out about people hurting and they divert their giving towards these benevolence things, which is okay. I'm not against that. But I'm just saying that our income took a hit from this area, from New Orleans and other places, because people were occupied with other things. There's things that can affect you that don't have anything to do with you. And if you think that, oh, the blessing of God is how much money I've got coming in, or what kind of house I'm living in, or what kind of clothes I'm wearing. If you think that that is the blessing of God, there are times that that will fluctuate and go up and down, and then your faith will be affected. But it really helps to understand what the blessing of God really is. Here is a real simple definition of the blessing of God. It is God's divine favor spoken over you. Now, I could spend a lot of time explaining that, but it has to be spoken over you. God has grace for everyone, but when you enter into covenant with him, he starts speaking things over you and he starts releasing his divine favor. And this is what the blessing is. Here's another way of saying it. Most people, you know, you remember that old story about the goose that laid the golden egg? Anybody remember that? Most people want the golden egg. But what's really valuable, the golden egg or the goose that lays the golden egg? You know what? A house or a car or money in the bank or something could be considered an asset. And some people look at that and say that's a blessing. But you know what's the real blessing? Is the favor of God that produced all of these material, natural things. And once you understand this, then you don't hold and hoard these things that you've got. Because it doesn't matter if you lose everything you got. You still got the goose. You still got the Lord. You still got the Lord's favor on your life. And the real asset is the blessing, the spoken favor of God over you. And once you understand that, start mixing it with faith, you start a supernatural flow of God's blessing towards you that nothing can stop. I tell you, it's powerful. And you can come to a place where you're secure. Man, I could teach right here on Luke 16 about the rich man who complimented his servant who stole from him. And he was so detached from his things. His things were walking out the door with his servant, and yet he was able to bless him. Not many people could do that because most people are looking at their things as the real asset. When the truth is, it's not the things, it's the favor of God that produces the things. And once you change from saying this is a blessing and that's a blessing, and instead you say the real blessing is the fact that God is on my side. God has blessed me. God loves me and God is for me, and you can strip me of everything I've got and I'll rise to the surface. I'll come back. Amen. We had a fire in 2002 out where we lived. It was a drought year, and there was 144,000 acres burnt. It started 8 miles from our house. It burned within 1 mile of our house, and they evacuated all of our homes. And we were out of it for 2 weeks, and a lot of my neighbors were renting trucks and loading up all of their household goods and leaving because they were afraid that their house would burn down. And Jamie and I just prayed over our house and blessed it and spoke favor over it and said, we believe that it's protected. And as we were leaving, Jamie said, I agree with you and I believe that our house is blessed and that everything's going to be fine. But she says, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just stuff. She says, it wouldn't matter if we lost the whole thing. We had fun getting it. We'd have fun getting it back. It's just stuff. Man, that's a great attitude. And if you've ever seen our house, we got a lot of stuff. It would take one truck to move Jamie's knickknacks. And then another truck to move the rest of the house. I mean, this is our dream house. We designed it. We built it. And it's just full of stuff. But you know, it's just stuff. That's the right attitude. And yet there's a lot of people that hoard their stuff and they're afraid to give it away because they think that that is the real blessing of God. It's not. It's the favor of God that has been spoken over you that produces things that's the real blessing. So don't ever get your attention on things and think that this is how I'm blessed, because things have a way of leaving, changing, breaking, growing old.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-164 titled The Blessing of God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.